Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming.
Christmas time's a coming. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. And today it's a bittersweet program, one that is close to my heart and my special guest, John Jennings, his heart, because we're going to be honoring the memory, the legacy of his beloved wife, Kathleen Jennings. Many of you know her from trips to Israel for her artistic ability to use watercolors and present some of the things that she saw or experienced in Israel, to the Bible studies, or showing up to many various radio events and gatherings, volunteered, helped with so many different things, some of our theater troupe, conversational English classes. John, you and Kathleen have been an integral part of my life for these like 30 or so years. I knew Kathleen for over three decades. We were in the same covenant group together.
We have a history that goes back decades. That sounds kind of old in a way.
I know, we are getting old. And you and I, before this program, I recounted some of the many special memories I had with Kathleen in Israel. Or we both had that unique sense of humor, and we could get each of us to laugh.
That was a unique relationship, and she enjoyed it as much as you did. Mm-hmm. And you could kind of jab each other but make fun of one another, and you shared the love. And so it was kind of an unspoken thing is that Mark and Kathleen had this unique situation. I'll call it unique
situation.
Yeah,
we brought it out of each other. And I want to highlight a couple things because I'm holding in my hand this beautiful book, kind of like a coffee table edition. It's titled From Generation to Generation, a collection series by Kathleen Jennings. And many of our listeners that read the Prime Lifetimes publication or listen to Mark and Friends, I think we featured Kathleen at least a couple dozen times reading her story that she submitted each and every month for a number of years. She did Christmas specials where we highlighted some of the music of the season, and she gave like a little devotional reading. She did a series of It's a Wonderful Life readings over the air, giving some of the background information. And so you'll hear some of that because I'm going to air a program from December 2nd of 2020, so just a little over 3 years ago, where Kathleen and Marianne Simpkins were in the studio, and we talked about one of her writings. In fact, it's the last in the collection of this book, From Generations to Generations. It's the last story that she also read over the air, but her homegoing to the Lord was about a year and three quarters. It'll be 2 years this February 6th, but we have many memories of Kathleen Jennings, and this is a book. It would be a fantastic Christmas gift, and it's been featured the last few months in our Prime Lifetimes publication. The book is $25, and you can request your copy in time for Christmas by emailing sbxguy@hotmail.com. That's John's email, sbxguy@hotmail.com. Or if it's more convenient, just call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And I was privileged to write a note of remembrance, and it's on the back cover of the book. From Generation to Generation is a collection of stories of amazing people, their faith, their family, and their service to our communities and nation. And I wrote, "The book you are holding in your hand is a treasure of writings. The one who researched and penned these stories is an even greater treasure. I was blessed to know Kathleen Jennings for over three decades. I saw firsthand her great heart for veterans and their families, along with her passion for Israel and the Jewish people, both surpassed only by her love for God. Read and be blessed by her storytelling." And on today's edition of Mark and Friends, you're going to hear her read one of her stories. It's a little bit about Bob Hope, and you're going to hear threaded throughout this broadcast a message of thankfulness, of perseverance, and having the proper perspective. So you'll hear my opening remarks from the broadcast of December 2nd of 2020, and I edited out a few portions of the program so I could fit in these introductory remarks, and then at the end of the broadcast, John and I will come back on and share a little more how you can purchase a copy from Generations to Generations, a collective series. And this program is going to be filled with a lot of hope, Do you get that,
yes,
Kathleen?
I got
we'll
it.
Be
I got
discussing
too.
Hope and a familiar person named Bob Hope in just a few minutes. But it crossed my mind as we were praying through this year, and everyone's like, I can't wait for 2021. I always have a default back to what Janet Parshall often says, where she states, these are exciting times. God has raised yes. us up. We're living in these times
yes,
because of God's foreknowledge, his omnipotence. He could have had you, Marianne, or you, Kathleen, in any generation or whatever, but he chose to, I don't know, he was, I don't
yeah.
know how that all works
yeah.
out. But the fact that you're alive now, that you know the good news message of Jesus, that you have hope, that even during these tough times for many people, we do have an answer, and we do have a destiny and an eternity. And I just keep thinking over and over again, I just don't want to be like the moaners and the groaners and everything is terrible. No, these still are exciting times. God is sovereign. God is good. This is a special holiday season, and we do have that eternal hope and that good news message. And mm-hmm. so, like Janet Parshall said, these are exciting times. We get to convey that to people that are hurting. We get yeah. to, if you will, be God's healing balm or his hand of care or compassion. And so I just want to remind everyone, and I'm just reminding myself too, that we do have that good news message, and we have an eternity before us that there's going to be no more suffering or pain or heartache. And the fact that we get to walk with Jesus step by step, even during the hard times, you know, we do have a good message.
Isn't it amazing when you see what God does?
Mm-hmm.
When you recognize what he's doing?
Yeah.
Even in the midst of things that seem very dire and hopeless?
Yeah.
You see what God is doing if you look.
And we know that biblical mandate or the reference, nothing new under the sun. And mm-hmm. even in your story that we're going to be reading in a few minutes here, yes, there's the COVID-19, but there's been plagues in the past. There's been people that have suffered. There's been wars. There's been rumors of wars. There's been heartache. There's been loss. This sin-fallen world has experienced many of the things that people are suffering through now. So it's not like these are the worst of times. There's been far worse times.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we've grown complacent, or I don't know if we're so spoiled, or our expectations are that everything should just be great because we do have it so good, where there's still people starving throughout the world. There's
That's
injustice.
Right.
There's atrocities that are going on even today mm-hmm. that are far worse than
oh, yeah.
wondering, oh, you know, mm-hmm. my heating isn't working or something is wrong with my vehicle.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Yeah. That's right. Well, I think sometimes we get so absorbed in what is happening to us
right.
personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't notice. You don't notice those things,
mm-hmm.
and we should, yes.
Yeah, self-absorbed, and I think
That's right.
we lose perspective mm-hmm. on how much we really have. And if you made comparisons, I think all the time, like King Solomon had everything, the richest man, the wealth,
mm-hmm.
and everything. He has nothing compared to what we, I mean, think of like the heat or the air conditioning or the running water or the bathrooms or the appliances mm-hmm. and everything that we have. Solomon would marvel at what we have, and he was considered like mm-hmm. the most well-to-do and the brightest and had everything.
Well, it's kind of human nature, I think, sadly to say, that when we get
yes, it is.
Something, which is a closet full of clothes or, you know, whatever, we mm-hmm. kind of start to take that for granted.
Yeah, yeah. And then we make those unfair comparisons.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, if we come out of this Thanksgiving season, mm-hmm. even biblically, Paul and others, you know, give thanks.
Yeah.
And again, I say give thanks. It does change our perspective. And so maybe you're like me, you sometimes just forget how much we mm-hmm. really have. Just start thinking through all that you do have. Do you have clothing? Do you have a roof over your head? Most of us have food in our refrigerator or cupboards. Most of us have the ability to drive or go somewhere. Most of us are either employed or receiving a pension or Social Security or monies that in times mm-hmm. past that wasn't afforded people, whether it's some health care. Yeah, not everyone has everything they need, but if we did a comparison to some people in other countries or other situations that have nothing, we are spoiled beyond belief. And so
I don't know. I think we just have to put things in perspective. And I love when Janet Parshall says these are exciting times because of the message that we get to carry and proclaim that Jesus Christ has come into the world so that we can be redeemed and have a relationship with God, and doesn't take away the potential that there's going to be suffering, pain, and heartache, but it does give us a perspective of eternality, of the
it's not a word, but it works.
Of the everlasting life that we're going to have before us because we know Jesus. And we have the peace that even in the most dire situations, he still will comfort us and care for us and walk through it with us. So.
Well, I know as I was preparing to write this story, I thought about my parents. And during World War II, when they were moved from place to place, they didn't really have a home per se. And at one point, they just had a room that they rented in someone's house in a community.
This is back in the 1940s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And a long time ago. A very long time ago. Anyway, when I think about places they had to live in the beginning of their marriage, and I compare it to what John and I had, it's amazing. It's amazing. We didn't have to go through the things that they did. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even begin to deal with the 20s or the 30s or the 1800s or any of those times. And if those people had not persevered, where would we be? Mm-hmm. Well, when we lived in Arkansas, we went to an old mansion that had been in a woman's family in our church, and she was showing us all these things, and they had kind of a well. Mm-hmm. And this is a mansion.
Yeah.
So these people were much more fortunate than some others, but it was a well, and they dropped things down on chains to keep them in the cold water, to keep them cold.
Which brings us to the story of Hope.
Oh, Bob Hope.
Okay, yes.
And I mentioned the reference of the 40s because of World War II, and that was the era and some of the things that Bob Hope and others did to minister to the troops and so forth.
Right.
So we appreciate this story,
Well, he
Kathleen.
Brought hope. Thanks for the memories. He rode trains throughout the western United States, working in the fields and wrangling horses, until it became clear that it was not the kind of life he wanted. Mm. Returning to college, the young man from Southwest Iowa finished his teaching degree and secured a position at a high school in St. Joseph, Missouri. Then came December 7th, 1941. Once again, he packed his bags, said goodbye to his family, and rode the train. This time, his destination was Fort Snelling, St. Paul, Minnesota, induction point for more than 300,000 men and women who joined the armed forces during World War II. Here, recruits were sworn in to the U.S. military and given medical examinations and vaccinations, then classified and assigned to units. Most recruits spent little time at Fort Snelling before transfer to other military posts for basic training. Some, however, like this young man, stayed in specialized units such as the military police and military railway services, where soldiers trained with local civilian railroad companies, learning the operation of military railroads. Many went on to provide valuable logistics service in North Africa and Europe. In early February 1941, President Roosevelt's executive order established the United Service Organizations for National Defense, the USO. Six civilian service organizations, the Salvation Army, the Jewish Welfare Board, or JWB, the Young Women's Christians Association, YWCA, the Young Men's Christian Association, YMCA, National Catholic Community Service, NCCS, and the National Travelers AIDS Association were combined to oversee and provide recreational activities for the men and women of the United States Armed Services. USO clubs were established in over 3,000 communities in the Western Hemisphere. Each became a home away from home for many military personnel and civilians working in wartime industry. There was a USO club at Fort Snelling, and it was here that the young man from Southwest Iowa, later to become my father, met and married a young woman from St. Paul, Minnesota. For many others, like my parents, the USO provided a reminder that they were more than simply cogs in the machine of war. In addition to dances and socials, swimming pools and golfing, Fort Snelling had a movie theater and library. The USO provided all types of athletic equipment, art material, daycare services, dining facilities, dance instruction, and religious information. The primary goal was to boost the morale of service members and provide the facilities and personnel needed to support service members and their families. A well-known division of the USO, but a separate entity, was USO Camp Shows. This popular organization was funded by the USO, but had its own board of directors associated with the entertainment industry. Entertainment units comprising from 1 to 50 people were created, then sent to fill entertainment needs as requested. Entertainers waived pay and working condition requirements to bring live performances to those serving, no matter their location. One of the most popular and well-known entertainers associated with the USO was Bob Hope. Beginning in May 1941 and continuing until his final holiday special in 1994, Bob Hope worked tirelessly to support our military.
Wow, that's 53 years.
Yeah.
And he was born in England. Bob Hope was born in England.
Yeah.
His Christmas shows became overwhelmingly popular with military and civilian communities alike. He and his troupe performed for service members in Korea, and after some frequent TV appearances, they began recording shows in front of service members in such places as Iceland, Greenland, Alaska, the Caribbean, the Mediterranean, and the Western Pacific. In 1964, Bob made the first of 9 USO trips to Vietnam.
Hmm.
On each trip, he took along major celebrities and stars such as Anne Margaret, Raquel Welch, Rosie Grier, Neil Armstrong, Sammy Davis Jr., other leading comedians, singers, and dancers. In 1983, Hope spent Christmas with the troops in Beirut. In December 1988, he performed on bases and ships in the Persian Gulf.
And that was a part of maybe many people's Christmas traditions, is to see the Bob Hope special to watch that.
Yeah,
I remember growing up and watching
that. Well, my parents did that. As I was growing up, I saw that because it was through the USO that they even met.
Yeah.
Huh.
The last USO tour, a Bob Hope Christmas show, took place during Operation Desert Shield in 1990. Many in that audience had grandfathers who had seen Hope perform in World War II or Korea, as well as fathers who had seen Hope perform in Vietnam. "It's the best audience," Hope declared in a 1991 Baltimore Sun article. I hope I can be excused a little sentimentality as I look back over 22 of these Christmas trips and remember the millions of servicemen and women who responded to our efforts with warmth, enthusiasm, and affection. Blessed Christmas, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure brings a lot of memories to those of us that have watched many of those shows.
Yes.
And then just identify with the love that Bob Hope had for these troops. And many of these locations, we were talking about this off air, these were dangerous situations, Vietnam and other places where he went. But he was fearless. He wanted to support the troops.
Yeah.
Well, and Bob Hope sometimes went by himself to areas that were considered too dangerous for all the entertainers to go into.
And they're still very active. We run a couple of public service announcements about the USO and some of the work they do with even post-traumatic stress disorder and some of the services they provide the unique things that they can do or help and assist with. So, it seems like it's still a vibrant, good organization.
Yeah.
And anything that we can do to help support our troops and our veterans and those that have served our country in this special way.
That's right.
You know, Kathleen, you've really had a wonderful life.
That's a transition segue if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
If I look over to page A2, there's a half-page ad, a promotional article, I don't know, it's representative of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio drama adapted from the beloved holiday film put on by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. And we're still designating when. It'll be around Christmas time or the end of the year. We'll put that radio special on the air. It's about 74 minutes.
Wonderful.
It involved, I think, 49 different cast members. We produced it right here at the Great News Radio Center at
Lincoln
Square.
You did a great job editing it.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It was wonderful to bring all these people together and their gifts. And Kate Freeman, what a job she did directing and assisting. And, oh gosh, there would be too many people to name them one by one, but it was a collective effort of so many people with sound effects and the actors and the rehearsals and the scheduling and all those people that helped out in a myriad of ways. But we'll have that.
Such an accomplishment for everybody.
Yeah, it's really.
So
we
great.
Still have it on CD.
I know, and you can get a CD.
Yeah, you can get a CD. We love giving those away to donors and people that just come by. But be listening for details. We'll be airing it on all 19 of our frequencies.
Well,
so there'll be a lot of new listeners that were unfamiliar with the Great News Radio Theater Troupe.
This ad is the first time we've actually had our little map of our 19 frequencies in the paper.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited about the work that God's doing through the Prime Life Times and through this radio ministry. Tune in for our Christmas music through the end of the year. So right up until midnight on December 31st, we'll have Christmas music and we'll go back to we're glad you're here come January 1st. So we're glad you're here. We're glad you're tuned in. Thank you, Kathleen Jennings, joining us. And a cameo appearance from John in the background, the chairman of our radio
Rob's
board.
Rob's out there talking to him.
Oh, Rob's here too.
Hey, the gang's all here.
Yeah. Well, according to John, he's responsible for my wonderful life.
I heard him say that. That was so funny in the background.
And he is.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpson, and Kathleen Jennings with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night. So we had a little lighthearted chit-chat about It's a Wonderful Life that we'll be broadcasting in the coming days. We'll have more to say about that, but I want to close our time here, John, with encouraging people to purchase a copy of From Generations to Generations, a collected series, as this highlights so many people from the great generation, their story, their faith, their families, and how they served their communities. And this is a great coffee edition, color photos and stories that Kathleen wrote and submitted to the Prime Life Times publication. You're going to just love this. For $25, you can purchase a copy. Find out more by writing John Jennings at sbxguy@hotmail.com or just call the station and we can get you connected with John and your copy of this great book, From Generations to Generations, a collected series. Call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. John, a closing thought or two. Your beloved Kathleen has been with the Lord 2 years this
this coming February, but she was the delight. She was beloved by all that knew her, and I'm surprised how well I've been able to hold up and not bawl as I think about our many memories together.
Well, memories are very, very, very special things, and thank God provides us with memories. I would just say things about the book. Her heart, she had a passion for people. Mm-hmm. There are many local stories of people within the community, the Champaign-Urbana area, that people could relate to. They probably will recognize some of the stories and know those people. And she had a special heart for the veterans. Her dad was a veteran from World War II. And she would actually, on Veterans Day, she would actually help her dad sell poppies. Her dad helped her understand how to sell poppies, mm-hmm. and not, would you like to buy a poppy? And her dad correctly said, no, what you need to ask them is, how many poppies would you like? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And her sales greatly expanded, because how could you resist a curly-haired girl with brown hair mm-hmm. and holding a handful of poppies and not wanting to buy some poppies? Right. And she recounted that story. I loved her dearly, still do. I cherish her memory. That's one of the things that one of the veterans told me personally. He says, John, you will never forget. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, he was a Marine, and Don was his first name. But I cherish his comment, and I hope I never forget my precious bride.
We won't let you. Because we all love her, too. And I think you'll love this copy. It might be something you'll want to give to somebody for Christmas or a New Year's gift or just to purchase and read. It's a collection of the many stories that Kathleen submitted to our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. It's $25, and you can call the station, and we'll get you set up with your copy.
These proceeds will be going into her memorial fund, and as you well know, Mark, because you were there with her to Israel a number of times, we have a ministry that we started a couple years before she passed, but to encourage young adults to get to Israel, and if they need a little bit of help to afford the trip, that's what these monies are going to be used for. They're not to make money or to reimburse expenses and so forth, but it's something to further her passion mm-hmm. for Israel, that other people can enjoy and learn more about the land she loves so much. And mm-hmm. she left a lot of friends behind there. So this is all about.
From Generations to Generation, a collection series by Kathleen Jennings. If you want to purchase a copy, $25, call the station at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and John Jennings with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.